Avram is about to buy the Maris Machpelah off Ephron, but instead of going directly to Ephron, he hires some real estate brokers to get in between. Who are the real estate brokers? The people getting involved, the Askonim, the Bnei Chais. The Bnei Chais become in the middle, and what happens is they actually get a good chance of doing it, and Avram buys the Maris Machpelah for the Jewish nation for eternity. The Medrash says the Bnei Chais was so impressive that the Torah tried to get the name in there. Instead of using pronouns, they, it said the words Bnei Chais 10 different times in order to show you that since they got involved, they helped Avram get the Maris Machpelah, therefore, it's equal to the Aseret HaDibros. The commentators right away ask, wait a second, when you start counting how many times it says Bnei Chais in the parasha, it only says it 8 times. Hence, Chais, one of the hints, Chais is 8, it says 8 times. Yet the Medrash says it says 10 times. And there was Zoicha for 10 times to be written specifically in order to get 10 times like the Aseret HaDibros, but it's not true. It's not 10 times. So they give different answers. The easy answer is that it's 8 times in the beginning of the parasha. But you go to the end of the parasha, when Avram Avinu himself was being buried in Maris HaMachpelah, and there too, the Torah goes out of its way to say that, by the way, the Maris HaMachpelah, which was owned by Ephron, which Avram got from the Bnei Chais, they were in the middle of it. The real estate brokers I mentioned over there. Since they mentioned over there, that's time number 9. Happens to be that the Medrash over there says, wait a second, when it's talking about Avram being buried, it says, this is the place that Avram was buried and Sarah, his wife. Medrash says, why are you mentioning Sarah, his wife? That's a long time ago. How many years after Sarah passed away did Avram pass away? Make a cheshbon. Sarah passed away when she was 127 years old. At that point, Avram was 10 years older than her, so he was 137 years old. And the Torah says he dies at 175. So from 175 minus 137 to 38. 38 years later, when Avram is being buried, it says, by the way, the field came from Bnei Chais, and by the way, that's the place where Sarah was buried. So the Medrash says, why are we mentioning Sarah being buried? To tell you an unbelievable idea. Whoever was there for the burial of Sarah was there for the burial of Avram. 38 years later, no one who was involved with the burial of Sarah died during those 38 years. They were granted 38 years of extra life, or it depends how much they were supposed to live, 38 years guaranteed life in order to do a mitzvah. Very nice. Maybe that's why the Bnei Chais were there 38 years later, but they were part of the whole deal. They lived 38 years later. The problem is that that's only 9 times now. 8 times the beginning of the parasha, Bnei Chais is 8. 8 times I mentioned. Now we have a 9th time, the end of the same parasha, Chayesara, when Avram is being buried. But as we said, the Medrash said that they were quoted 10 times. What's the 10th time? So they point out, we have to go way further into history. When Yaakov is being buried, end of parashas Vayechi, Yaakov instructs his children that you have to bury me in the Maris Machpelah. And they send them back there. And there, in Perek Memtes, in the Pasuk Lam Elamal Falbeit Lam Gimel around there, it says that where was Yaakov buried? Yaakov was buried in the same place where Avram and Sarah were buried. Same quote, almost. Basically, the same idea. Yitzchak and Rivka. And Yaakov as well, what? In the field that was bought from Ephron, by the way, and Bnei Chais were involved. There too, it says Bnei Chais. The real estate brokers made it all the way there. So you could say that means not only did they live for the 38 years later, but how many years later did Yaakov get buried? Well, very simple. Yaakov lived 147 years. And he wasn't born when Sarah died because Yitzchak was still single. He was 37 years old. Yitzchak didn't even get married until 3 years later at 40, had the kids when he was 60. So it's 23 plus 147, 23 years from when Sarah died till Yitzchak gave birth to Yaakov, and Yaakov lived 147. That's 170 years later. Bnei Chais, possibly, you can say that it's mentioned there for the 10th time to tell us that they survived, not like everyone else, 38 years, but they went all the way the distance, 170 years. So the question is going to be now, what is the difference between being a real estate broker and doing the mitzvah of burying? So one approach could be very simple. What did the Bnei Chais do that was so special? Real estate brokers? No. What they did special was, is that accepting Avram Avinu into their midst, making him, allowing him to have his wife buried there, it means he's joining them, was a massive life change. Avram Avinu stood on one side of the world. He was the Ivri. He was the one preaching monotheism. He was the one preaching morality. He was the one of speaking about Cheshbon HaNefesh. He was something against the entire world. And Bnei Chais said, you know what? We're willing to accept him and bring him in and have him own real estate among us. That's not just a mitzvah. That's a lifestyle. So when someone does a mitzvah, helps bury Sarah, unbelievable rewards. 38 years extra. Granted. But when someone does a lifestyle change, that's not 38 years. That's 170 years. There are times we all take upon ourselves small things. Small things. The difference with taking on something we have to know is this. Are you taking on a small mitzvah? Or are you taking on a small lifestyle change? Sounds different. 38 years to 170 years. Hopefully we choose correctly. We're zeicha for ourselves and the entire Klal Yisrael.